Catholic bishops from across Europe and North America arrived in Jerusalem today for a meeting aimed at supporting and encouraging the Christian community in the Holy Land. This year, the five-day meeting will conclude with a final day of talks here in the Vatican to underline the Holy See's support for this annual initiative. Philippa Hitchin is in the Holy Land to cover the event and earlier spoke to us about what's going on.
These Holy Land coordination visits, as they're called, have been going on for nearly a decade now. They were started in response to a request for help and support from the local Catholic bishops to try and stem the exodus of Christians, so many of them trying in any way possible to go abroad. And so the Catholic leaders here are very concerned to try and stop this exodus, to try and encourage people to stay here in Jerusalem and in the Holy Land. So how do the other Catholic bishops try and do that? Well, basically in three ways. The moderator at last year's meeting, Bishop William Kenny, described it as the three P's. That's P for prayer, pilgrimage, and pressure. First of all, they come to pray. They come to pray with the local Catholic community here. And the centerpiece of these meetings is always on a Sunday. The bishops go to different local parishes, not necessarily just Roman Catholic, but also Greek Melkite, for example, Maronite parishes, Armenian Catholic parishes, to pray with people, to listen to the liturgies in their local languages, and then to go back home to their own parishes, their own dioceses, and to encourage people to pray. To pray for peace in Jerusalem and to pray for the Holy Land. Secondly, pilgrimage. Well, any visit to Jerusalem is, of course, in itself a pilgrimage as you walk through the gates of the Old City and you walk along the Via Dolorosa, you walk in the footsteps of Jesus on his last days here on earth. And again, they go back home and they encourage local people in their own countries to come on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, despite the fact that so often it's been difficult, the violence in here has meant that people have kept away from the city. It's a very safe place to visit, and people here depend on the tourist trade for their livelihood. That's one way in which they will be able to stay here and not seek to emigrate. And thirdly, pressure. Well, on Monday, the bishops are due to meet with Israeli and Palestinian officials in Jerusalem and in Ramallah, and then again, they are expected to go back to their own countries and expected to lobby their own governments, European governments, American government, Canadian government, to try and seek solutions, to try and seek ways to overcome the mistrust, the suspicion, and the difficulties that are so deeply rooted in this country.